North Canterbury's Compass FM. Welcome into the studio. Ali Legros, the North Canterbury manager of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Good afternoon, Ali.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Happy that it's a sunny day, that's for sure.
It's wonderful out there, isn't it? Wow, it's so nice to see the beginnings of I'm hoping a lovely summer on the way.
It's the lambs for me. Just checking them out as I drive to and fro around North Canterbury, seeing the wee lambs makes
me
happy.
It's so nice, isn't it? It just brightens your whole day. It really does. So it's Big Brothers and Big Sisters Month. I didn't know you had a dedicated month.
This is brand new. So our national team said, do you know what? We're going to go out to all the regions. We're going to make September Big Brothers Big Sisters Month, and we're going to challenge you to make some money. So $30,000 in 30 days. But what we really want you to do is just raise some awareness around the country about the important work that we're doing for the children of Aotearoa. So we are raising money and raising awareness this September.
Fantastic. I mean, well, it is all about the children, isn't it? Now, how can the community in North Canterbury support the Big Brothers Big Sisters during September, this fundraising month? What can they
do? So we thought that it would be a really good idea if some of the school kids in the different schools maybe dressed up in a non-uniform day as someone they look up to or someone they admire. And we thought, why can't the businesses or individuals do something as well? So we wondered if businesses might jump on board. They could potentially dress up as what they wanted to be when they were younger, what they would like to be in the future, or if that's too hard, they could just dress in our colours, which are purple and black. The other thing they could do is potentially have a sausage sale, sell some cupcakes, do anything that's just going to raise a couple of dollars and some awareness for North Canterbury, because we're in a little bit of a competition. The other regions don't know that we're in a competition, but North Canterbury reckon that we can raise more. So there might be more people living in Auckland, but we think North Canterbury people are way more generous than those North Islanders. So we've set ourselves a bit of a challenge to be the top branch in the country for raising money this September.
Fabulous. Now, it's not a particular day that people need to do this.
No, you can choose. Okay. So Elevate, who are just a tiny wee little company here in Rangiora, they all dressed in purple. They're a team of three. They raised $50 for us, and that's gone towards our total, and we're so grateful. So it doesn't need to be much. It doesn't need to be hard. It's just raising some money and spreading some awareness. And whatever we receive, we'll be so grateful. We'll put you out on our social media. We'll thank you in public. We'll do all the congratulations and the appreciation. And we just we think North Canterbury can really step up, and we can really do it.
I think we can do that for you, Ali. Don't you all out there? Yes.
Of course we agree.
So now, what does the money raised for? What does that get spent on?
So this is really important. So all the money that North Canterbury raises stays in North Canterbury. The money that's raised at a national level will be filtered down, but all money stays in North Canterbury for North Canterbury children. So the money goes towards making matches. So on average, it costs about $2,000 to make and maintain a match. So the money goes towards training volunteers, recruiting volunteers, interviewing, police checking. It's giving us resources that we can give to our mentors if they need things to do with their littles. It's supervision, making sure the match is able to be sustainable. So all that money stays. And we have children from Kaiapoi right up to Hamna and in Oxford and everywhere in between that are matched with safe adult mentors, so that it's doing good in our own community. And we've got they've worked out that for every dollar invested in a child, you get $18 back in regards to community investment. So ROI, return on investment.
How does it work that out?
I know, because it's Big Brothers Big Sisters is seen as a crime prevention program.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
So
yes.
Although the children that we have are not criminals, what we're doing is we're identifying vulnerable children or children that could just add a little bit extra by having someone in their life who will be able to spend one-on-one time with them. And that gives them the opportunity to make good choices later on if things get hard or if things get tough. It kind of sets a path for them of making good choices and having someone safe that they can talk to if they need to.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do. So now with so many charitable organisations all holding their hands up for their part of our dollar, why would people or why should people support Big Brothers Big Sisters as opposed to those other charities?
I just think that it's easy to donate money for a really good cause, but sometimes you don't know where that money's going. So you don't know if it's been sent overseas to cover something else. You don't know if it's been spent on, paying for things that perhaps you wouldn't want to pay for. What we know is that every dollar donated directly benefits the children in our community. It's not going to other places. It's not being filtered. It's not being sent in 100 different directions. It stays in North Canterbury. So when you donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters North Canterbury, you're donating to your neighbours, you're donating to the local school, you're donating to your community that you live in.
Now, just in closing, if there's someone out there that thinks, oh, I could be a Big Brother or a Big Sister,
that would be amazing.
Well, how can they start that journey?
It is so easy. All you need to do is get hold of us. You can look on our social media to get our contacts. There is a website, Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Zealand. You can find our region, fill out the form, and it comes directly to me. We'll meet with you, we'll chat, we'll talk about what's involved. It's basically 1 hour once a week for 1 year, and it changes lives.
It's not a lot to ask, really, is it?
And it's not just the kids that get something out of it. Like, the mentors have an amazing time, and we get this feedback from these people who are going, oh my gosh, I did something amazing. I've been horse riding for the first time in 20 years. Or we went and took the dog down to the river, and I haven't done that for a long time. So it's a chance for them to have some fun as well. It's not all one-sided.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Mm. And the work that you do, Ali, thank you so much this afternoon to come in. So everybody needs to put their thinking caps on, think about what colour you want to dress in or who you want to be.
And you can contact me on Ali, E-L-L-I-E, at bbbs.nz, or call our office. We're happy to answer any questions. We'll give you any resources you need. And the other thing is that we are having a card bingo night at the Kaikanui Tavern on Monday, the 25th of September. Free entry, $2 a ticket. That's heaps of fun.
Get on down there to the Kike. Yeah, that's always a good place to have some fun. Thank you, Ali Legrand, the North Canterbury Manager. You're very welcome. It's nice to have you in the studio. Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Compass FM.